The recordings have started.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Non-Contracted Parties House Intersessional Planning Call held on the 12th of January 2017. On the call today, we have Chris Wilson, Edward Morris, Greg Shetton, John Kerr, Kathy Kleiman, Klaus Stoll, Ponsulat Ilelegi, Tapani Tarvainen, Tatiana Tropina, Tony Holmes. On the farm bridge, we have Renata Aquino, and as I can staff, we have Rapo Garth, Benedetta Rossi, Mariam Bokashi, and myself, Ozan Shahin. We have received apologies from Barbara Venner, Matthew Shears, Farzan Ahbadi, and Wolf Ulrich Knobben and Laurie Schulman will be joining late. And we have also received apologies from Chantal Dirksen. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Rob.
Thanks very much, Ozan. And thank you, Greg Shattuck, for noting that you have joined us as well. It's perfect timing. I think we now do have representation from the various groups. And thanks for noting the apologies as well. I did communicate both briefly with Wolf Ulrich, letting him know that I'd like him to say something about his proposal. So I'll try to arrange the agenda so we don't get to that until he joins us. Fairly straightforward approach as we've done with our past calls. Just give you a quick logistics update. There have been a couple of developments there that I wanted to run by you all, and I may ask your help on that, Tapani. And then I wanted to focus on the programming discussion list. We did a good job, I think, on our last call of narrowing the list, and in the intervening week, we've gotten some additional supporting information about one of the sessions and two additional suggestions for sessions, one of which would fit into one of the slots that we already have set up. So I'll look forward to hearing everybody's input, not only on where we are with the formerly suggested sessions, but also with respect to the new sessions that have been asked about. Is there anything else that anyone would like to add to the agenda in terms of particular items or topics? Great. Hearing nothing, we'll proceed with this and then, you know, time permitting, hop onto any other business. On the logistics front, there are just a couple of things that I wanted to flag for you all. One was the participation of our CEO, Joran Marby. I should know, as I indicated in the version 3.0 of the framework document, that we should know by the end of this week whether Joran will be able to join us. We're still looking at the possibility of him being able to participate at the meeting in person, but I'll have a better idea at the end of this week. I hope tomorrow and no later than early next week, certainly by our next call, we'll be able to know or confirm that. So that's in process. I did ask you all to share with me any particular follow-up or interest you had in Jamie Hedlund participating. I think I had indicated to you all last week that I had reached out to him. He is interested, if anyone would like him to participate in the meeting, to participate remotely. I don't know if that ends up being an overall session. I was detecting some waning interest in that on our last call. But if that is renewed, or if just during one of your breakout sessions or multiple breakout sessions, a number of you wanted him to share a few remarks with you, then we would certainly work to arrange that. His initial feedback to me was what I had suspected when we talked about this before. He's very interested in hearing what you want him to be focused on and talking about. So he views it as potentially a really good opportunity to hear from you as members of the community to talk about that a bit. Greg, you put your hand up perhaps to make a comment about Jamie, so let me turn the floor over to you for a moment.
Thanks, Greg Shatton, for the record. I, for one, would be interested in having Jamie participate, but I think we need to firm up the schedule a little more to make sure that we have an appropriate time slot. To my mind, the primary point of the meeting is, you know, to interact with the other members of the House. At the same time, though, I think interacting over the topics that Jamie is taking over, and with Jamie and with each other, could be fruitful both for Jamie and for ourselves. So I would be in favor of that. And just while I have the mic, a completely random question, but it does fall under logistics. Is there going to be remote participation for members of the NCPH who are not at the table, so to speak?
Thanks, Greg, for the comments. I'll look to get further support for interest in Jamie to see whether you all want to move that to a general session or not, but I'll certainly express the interest that the IPC has in a conversation with him. In general, in terms of remote participation by senior staff, I think we're going to be looking at, from a scheduling standpoint, afternoon sessions, simply because of the time zone difference between Iceland and Los Angeles. And in particular, Jamie's spending a lot of time out there these days now, just, you know, getting up to speed with his team and the rest. So that's likely where he will be during that time period. In terms of other remote participation, we are setting this up as we have for you on at past meetings to be live transmitting this information on an Adobe Connect room so that people will be able to observe remotely. We aren't going to be able to have the camera set up that's now becoming standard practice at the ICANN public meetings, where the camera is slaved to the microphones. So we're literally everybody who's talking, you know, gets a nice headshot. But we will have some cameras in the room that can show the overall perspective, somewhat like we did at past meetings, so that people feel a little connection with what's going on, and they don't feel completely empty with just voices. Disembodied voices on a phone. So we will have that capability. In the past, the way you've all liked to operate is to have the focus be on the conversations in the room, with observers having the opportunity to comment with you through instant messaging or making comments in the chat. But we aren't anticipating live interventions from folks who are just observing. Just having those live interventions remotely from people who are on the agenda for a particular meeting or who are making a presentation. I hope that answered the, your questions on that, Greg. I know that your hand is still up, and if you have another question, I will entertain it, or if you just want to lower that, that would be great. Thanks. And I see in the chat, Chris, you're agreeing regarding the meeting with Jamie. I'll scroll back up and see what that dialogue was. The other thing that I wanted to raise, and this is something that Tapani and I have had a couple of correspondence strings back and forth on, is that apparently, and I don't know whether it's the location, the fact that we're now in a new era of ICANN after the transition, but there has been a significant amount of interest from board members about this meeting. And I understand that some of them have reached out to individual community leaders indicating their interest in attending or otherwise observing the meeting itself. The way things have been set up in the past is we generally, you know, put out the information about this meeting broadly from a transparency perspective, and we've had many different types of people actually observing the conversations from afar in the AC room, not participating. But what I wanted to flesh out and give you all an opportunity to explore was, in addition to Marcus, if you have who you have specifically invited, but if there are other members of the board who are traveling through that region of the world during that time, who want to drop by, observe, sit in, learn more about your community, would you all be open to that? And would you either like me to extend an invitation or otherwise not dissuade someone who says, hey, I'm going to be in the neighborhood, can I drop by? I'm very interested in that perspective because, as I'm famous for telling you all on a regular basis, this is your meeting. We as staff are not here to make the decisions, but to facilitate it. Nevertheless, we are trying to facilitate it within the parameters of the planning process. And we might be able to squeeze a couple of board observers in as specially acknowledged guests. I know to a number of you I have pushed back when you've said, well, we'll pay, you know, or someone's going to pay their own way to show up and join our delegation, and we've been very strict about that. But I'm interested in any reactions from any of you in terms of potential board participation in the meeting. And Tapani, I'll turn the microphone over to you if you wanted to offer some context or where some of these requests or expressions of interest have come from.
Thank you, Rob. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was indeed contacted by two board members, George Sadowski and Rinalia Abdulrahim, and basically asking if I would object if they attend the meeting. Well, I'm not sure if they have contacted anybody else, and I have not much detailed idea of why they would want to interest other than just to observe what's going on, but I do not see any problem with them attending, so no any reason to say to them, no, we don't want you in.
Thank you.
So I actually assumed that they had been in touch with other with CSG as well, but I'm not sure if that is the case. Well, anyway, I don't really know much more than that.
Great, thank you. I don't know if you're. I saw some positive responses from Tony, Chris, and Vicky in terms of the welcome of having that observation. And maybe contributing to a conversation or a session. Farzaneh asked the question, why do they want to attend? I think she was typing that as you were saying, Tapani, you're not quite sure the motivations, other than, you know, what I pick up from time to time with members of the board. And actually, I chatted briefly with Marcus about this yesterday. I think there's just a general desire on the part of many board members to understand the community better. And if they see that as an opportunity to stick their head in or to sit in for a lengthy period of time, they like to try to do that. And I'm just conscious of dynamics and what you all want to accomplish. If to the extent of the feedback I'm getting right now is that you all are comfortable about that, then I'm not going to necessarily reach out and invite somebody, but if someone expresses an interest, we will certainly entertain that and help facilitate their attendance. Kathy, I see that you had raised a hand. I hope to comment on this in general, so I'll turn the floor and microphone over to you.
Great. Thanks, Rob. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, terrific. Good morning, good afternoon, everybody. I joined Farzi in asking, I love these board members, but this isn't the community. This is kind of some select representatives of the community who've been brought together to build bridges, explore issues. I think the dynamic will change. Having been a veteran of other intersessionals, I've always really valued kind of, the candor of 2 days. Yes, we've invited people into the room to talk to us like Fadi, but we've also had the conversations with the room closed. But this isn't really the community. If the board members want to see our communities, that's, constituency day. That's, the PDPs where we're actively involved in the policy development. I'm not sure what they're observing here because this isn't, we have many key people who won't be here. This isn't the full community, so I feel a little odd. I think it will change the dynamic a lot. Thanks.
Thanks, Kathy. I have a comment, but let me reserve it for Vicky because she raised her hand. And Vicky, you're next in the queue. You have the floor.
Thank you. I appreciate what Kathy's saying. My initial reaction to it, though, is that if the board members want to have more interaction, with different members of the community to better understand their different viewpoints, that's something that I think we ought to consider welcoming. So I fully appreciate what Kathy's saying in terms of perhaps not for the entire meeting and only to observe certain parts of it or to have them come in the way we're hoping that Jorn will come in and to speak for us for a little bit. So maybe there's a way to structure it so that if they want to come, we can have some discussions with them, but perhaps not every session, as Kathy's suggesting.
Thanks for those comments. The one comment I wanted to share and offer was you've always had a board member in the room. Obviously, that's in the case been the board member selected by the community. And so Marcus has been at the last couple meetings. So you've had that dynamic, but yes, you're right that additional members would participate, and you have specifically invited Marcus as well as Erica and Yulf as the NCAs to participate in your conversations. I'm interested in additional comments and feedback because I'm likely to be the one that somebody calls, but any one of you could also be called in terms of saying, hi, when is the meeting and what's going on? What I have done with Euron, and I will do that for anyone else who expresses an interest from the board in participating, is, and I think a number of you have seen it, I basically have an initial summary of what the meeting is, what the history of it is. We have information posted on the wiki about the meeting. I generally direct interested parties to that to give them some background. I just wanted to make that observation. I'm double-checking the chat here. For those not in the room, Ed says, frankly, I'd rather invite the GSO council chair, community member, than extra board members. Considering the meeting is available for all to observe, Chris Wilson says, remotely, I see nothing wrong with board members observing in person. Farzane would like Marcus there, but not sure about others. Rory, as of October 1, the community is part of the corporation. Well, if you all could, I mean, I'm interested in other comments and observations. I note that Greg has put his hand up on that. And as usual, the logistics section of our conversation takes over half the call, which is fine with me, just making that observation, because I think this is an important point. I want to be in the position to, with some clarity, if asked, say, no, you're not welcome, or yes, you're welcome for this period of time. So I do want to see if we can drive to a conclusion or a consensus on this. Greg, you've raised your hand, and I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thanks, Greg Chatton. I almost feel like I should apologize for talking rather than typing, but in any case, since this is a phone call, I thought I would talk. I think my view is probably closer to Vicky's, but also maybe, you know, somewhere between Vicky and Lori, and I think that there may be some sessions where we may feel like there's sort of a Heisenberg uncertainty principle or Schrodinger's cat issue of whether having the board members in the room changes the discussion in ways that are counter to the goals of the session. I don't think that's true for most of the sessions. It may not be true for any of the sessions. I think we need to be able to speak freely, and I think we've mentioned Chatham House rules in the past potentially as well for some sessions. So I think generally I'm in favor of having them there, obviously not in force. I think if there's as many board members as there are members of House, then we have a problem. Of course, that would be the entire board. But I think we should err on the side of inclusiveness, but think about areas where perhaps it would take the conversation away to some extent. I think it's fair to, and I think interacting with the board and creating this kind of us, the us and them thing, I think it's not imaginary, but on the other hand, there is an element of lore to it that I think we need to get away from as an organization. If we're, and I think it's healthy to look at it in that regard as well. Who knows, maybe one day even a member of the non-contracted party house groups will become a board member. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Greg. Appreciate that. I don't see any other hands up. I'm noting that the chat is continuing. I don't know about Tatiana's last comment, but I think it's important for you all to chat about that a little bit. It's once we allow board members, and this is an open meeting, then we have to allow others. I'm not sure, Tatiana, what you mean about others. At this point, I think we've got, at least from what I've heard, at least three board members in addition who have expressed an interest in participating. They've done it with at least one community leader. And, you know, I think scoped it out with Marcus a little bit. He had reached out to me to ask for some guidance, and I said, well, let me talk to the group first. I don't understand Kathy's comment about talk about topics first, but I do agree that it might be useful to have you all ruminate and perhaps talk about this a little bit more in the chat while we talk about some of the programming issues, and then let me sort of reserve the last 5 minutes to see if anyone is persuasive in certain way, shape, or form in the chat with respect to a particular point of view. What I'm interested in doing in terms of all of you and the way I've approached this from a consensus perspective is basically to note if, you know, there's general agreement on something, the only time that I'm sort of backing off or having more conversations is when there are serious objections or whether someone is, you know, basically saying that can't happen or we should not do that. Generally, you're all very good about your conversations, your consensus. And so that's how I generally want to approach it. So I'm very interested, particularly as we have this discussion and you go through it, for folks to express, you know, your level of comfort or discomfort and how strongly you feel about some of these points. Greg, your hand is still up. I don't know if you need to lower it, but Farzaneh, you would be next in the queue, and let me turn the microphone over to you, save some of your typing fingers and let you express your point of view verbally to folks. So you have the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Farzaneh Baidi speaking for the record. I'm just going to be blunt here and say what I think it's good for us to do at the intersessional. In terms of a couple of things that happened that the board approved, which was in the, so they, when the GNSO was not consulted with, and I think in, I sent an email to the mailing list and I pointed out to that instance. I think in order to prevent GNSO process circumvention, we need to, in the future, we need to talk to the board member that we have as the GNSO. So if we want to say that the board member at the GNSO appointed board member is our representative on board, and if we want to joins the divide between the community and ICANN as a corporation, then we need to talk to that board member more and tell him our concerns or her in the future, hopefully one day, and then try to do that. And I think for the interstitial, it's a very, very good chance to talk about our problems and then see what we can do in consultation with the board member. But maybe what I'm suggesting is totally out of the governance structure of ICANN. I don't know. But this is why I'm suggesting that instead of, like, showing the whole world and the other board member what our problems are, we should first go through the channel of the board member we have. And also, I don't agree that because remote participation is available, it's public, a lot of people just forget about the meeting or they don't attend it that attentively when they are actually attend in person compared to when they actually attend in person. I'm sorry, I talked too much. Thank you.
Thanks, Farzaneh. You have taken down your hand. Greg is still up, so I'm going to assume that the new request. Greg, you have the floor.
Yes, I actually took my hand down and put it up again after I heard what Farzi said, because it led me to an interesting thought, not necessarily a conclusion, that there is a difference between our meeting and the GDD meeting, which is noted that board members have been attending. The difference that I'm thinking about is that our session is or may become more like group therapy, and the GDD is more like a trade association meeting. Those are very different things. It's quite natural for the board of an organization, to attend the trade association meeting of its representative of its kind of populace. We're not having that kind of meeting. And I realize there's a difference between the GDD and an actual trade association, which is really more like the DNA. But in any case, the point is it's an industry event, if you will. And this is, again, more like group therapy, where I think for us to be successful on everything but the most mundane topics, we need to be able to open ourselves up. I was going to say bear ourselves, but I think that the new standards of anti-harassment would prevent that. But in any case, the point is that I can see far as these points that if we're really going to let it all hang out, to use a very 70s expression, we may want to do it in a more limited circle. And I do hope that's what we do. I think that the prior session we had in LA suffered from a lack of kind of candor or putting it out there. And again, I'm not sure what it is, but it is not in any way a reference intended to invoke the anti-harassment policy. But I think we do have a tension between the type of meeting we want to have and the type of people we want to have in the room. And so we kind of, in a sense, this is, I think, why Kathy said we should do the topics, the second half of the agenda first, because then we might have a sense of whether having board members in the room was going to be useful, neutral, or counterproductive. Thanks.
Thank you all very much. I mean, I think what I'm inclined to do at this point, given the feedback so far, if someone were to call me, 10 minutes after we hang up the phone, is to sort of highlight that difference. And that's a very good way, I think, or helpful way of thinking about it, Greg, in terms of the different intent and purpose of the meeting. And being able to share that directly with someone who expresses the interest, I think will help them make the decision that says, maybe I don't need to be on a plane for 5 hours and I should just watch and observe, noting that the transcript gets published, there's live streaming, and you can just about see and hear everything anyway. So, I mean, I think that's what I would be inclined to say at the moment to make that explanation. If someone pushes back through that and says, yeah, but boy, I would really like to attend, I think what I would then do is, pending the further conversations about the topics in your session, is I would say, well, great, thanks. Let me talk with the group about your particular interest. Rather than just very globally saying, sure, the more the merrier. So that's the tact I'll take initially. I'll look forward to further guidance here in the chat and later in the call if we have the time for that, and would appreciate, any other insights that any of you want to share in that regard. This was very helpful feedback. Frankly, I just didn't know what to do with it when I heard about this interest being expressed. I don't know if the rest of you are comfortable expressing that point of view. If you're reached out to and talked to by interested board members, I'm happy to either have you forward them to me or otherwise for you to share that same perspective. Does anyone have an objection to that approach? Greg, I'll assume that that's a hand that hasn't been lowered yet. Great. We'll move then on to the next. Just very quickly noting, as I did last, which now T-minus 33 days, to the extent that we need any other stress in our lives, there's that knowledge, so please be aware of it. On the slide right now, I've listed where we were within terms of existing session ideas from the last call. A total of 8 sessions, just briefly running through them, an initial session where you all talk about your various group priorities for the calendar year. I was actually thinking about, and we'll put together a draft template so that you all have sort of the highlights that you discussed in talking about this session before, so that everybody can be pretty consistent comparing apples to apples. And we'll set a fairly firm time frame so that folks have a good opportunity to make that presentation at the beginning of the meeting. We'll still have to decide whether you want to do that before the initial breakout. Right now, the way we've had it set up is we all come together, you have your initial welcome at either 8 or 8:30. I'm inclined to make that 8:30, and then you go and break out into your sessions, where presumably you might even have the time to fine-tune the presentation that you each want to make at the next session. We'll leave that to be decided as we further develop the agenda timing. The NCPH procedural in-house issues, that was focused on the selection of the board member for the NCPH. There was also an opening, and a couple of folks made comments that that might also include selection for other roles on the part of the GNSO, review teams and the like. And this may also be an opportunity for you to talk about the next meeting. You know, where is it going to be? What's the appropriate timing? What are the goals and expectations you have for that? I told you about our efforting to get Yoran involved, so we're still anticipating having some exchange with ICANN senior leadership. That feels like a fairly strong session that you definitely all want to have. I flagged the issue about the compliance function. This could come off the list, and you could have some individual conversations with Jamie, or it could be a general session, and we just have it for 15 or 20 minutes. So it doesn't have to be a long session. On the policy issue placeholder, Wolf Ulrich has made a pitch for that. We'll talk about that on the next slide, but the ISPs have presented a potential topic for that placeholder area. So that's something that we'll talk about here in a moment. The maintaining the GNSO's traditional policymaking leadership position at ICANN was the recommendation, Farzaneh, that you and Kathy made. Farzaneh has since shared with the group some additional information that she committed to on the last call, so I hope you all had a chance to look at that on the list. We can touch on that. We haven't really explored this ICANN budget discussion session. I added a question mark here whether you wanted Xavier Calvez to be involved in that. I did note Ed's point from the last call that his view was the potential goal of this was coming out of the conversation with a small budget working group, certainly of NCPH members that you may then want to posit to the contracted party's house to see if the GNSO wants to establish that sort of mechanism going forward. And then I left on, simply because I didn't know what to do with it based on the conversation last week, this broad topic session with the GNSO counselors. That still seems to be an area where we don't really have a consensus as to what you might want to do there. So those were the existing sessions and concepts. And then since that time, we got two more contributions over the course of the last week. There was Tapani's proposal that I dubbed Workstream 3, Restructuring ICANN Impacts on GNSO, that Lori then called, I thought very cleverly, the Futuring Discussion. So Tapani, I'd like you to spend a couple of minutes talking about that. I noted that so far we got yes or no objections from three other groups and a no by representatives from the NCUC, and so I'd be interested in your conversation on that. And then the new GTLD's recommendation that Wolf Ulrich made on behalf of the ISPs, there was a positive response from the NCUC. I think that was you, Ed. No no's yet, no other reactions to that prior to me joining this call that I saw. So I invite and open the floor to anyone who would like to make a comment on the existing sessions or the new ones, but I'd like to reserve that first to have Tapani, you make a quick pitch for the futuring conversation, and then Wolf Ulrich, I'm delighted to see you've been able to join us to just give a quick synopsis of the new GTLD recommendation. Tapani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Rob. I must confess at this point that I have not really done much more than just relayed Wolfgang's proposal. And you know about it almost as much as I do, the text I sent. I note that he's actually apparently been working with this idea with Klaus Stoll, who's present here, I believe. And Klaus might be able to elucidate it a bit more. So, actually, I don't think I want to say any more of that. I don't even have a strong opinion here whether we should include this or not. I just relayed the proposal as one possible idea. So, and I really don't know much more about that than Wolfgang wrote to me, which I relayed to the list.
Great, thank you.
I'm hoping.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Are you waiting for me, I guess? Okay, this is Klaus on the record. Basically, we had an ongoing discussion since many ICANN meetings and IGFs between Wolfgang, me, and other people. And basically, we are looking forward at the restructuring of ICANN in the Workstream 3. And also the work of the then-called Structural Improvement Committee inside ICANN. And we just thought it would be a good idea if we start this discussion actually now, because this is a very complicated topic. The non-contracted party house will be under particular scrutiny in the restructuring of ICANN. And to get it started, between ourselves and to talk inside the non-contracted party house, actually what our expectations, positions are and so on are, I think would make very, very much sense to start that now instead of waiting till Workstream 3, and that was our thing, and in very short words. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. I don't know, but I suspect that Poncelet, Greg, and Ed are in the queue for this particular proposal. Before I turn the mic over to you guys, I wanted to make sure, because I don't know how long the conversations will go, that Wolf Ulrich, you have an opportunity to give a quick synopsis or at least verbal sharing about the proposal that you shared with the list on new GTLDs. Could you do that briefly for us?
Hi, Rob. Yes, thanks. We're always speaking. Just briefly, you know, it came out from an internal discussion within the ISPCP we had, and there was the feeling, you know, that there is ongoing discussion in several circles within the ICANN community with regards how to deal with a potential future round for new GTLDs. And it was never, let me say, a little bit more focused on that rather than rumors and opinions and that. And it would be wise, that was our opinion, well, to start a discussion with regards to more strategic questions, putting some positions together with regards, is it advisable and what does it mean on short term, for example, and under which conditions, what could be safeguards, what is the feelings based on the experience with the existing, with the last round, of implementing new GTLDs. So that was the idea, well, to have this open discussion, and it would be a good point or and good idea, well, to have this discussion within the NCPH in Reykjavik. So that's it about that. So we have not more details on it at the time being, but as a starting point. Thank you.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. Appreciate it. So I invite comments on any of those two proposals by anyone on the call. I've got Poncelet, Greg, and Ed in the queue. Poncelet, you have the microphone.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Poncelet Lillard, speaking for the records. I just want to make a comment first on the first new topic that the work stream three restructuring ICANN. I think it's a very broad topic. It's very broad, and based on the 8 sessions we have currently, I have a it's my personal opinion. I think expanding that 8 will make us reduce time on what we want to spend on them, especially to the other. We have also tried to fit in side events within generally what we planned to discuss during the NCPH meeting. So one suggestion I would like to make, if at all there's really a big, based on the no objection on workstreams three restructuring ICANN, if at all there's really a big support base and we have to insert it, we should remove session 7, which has to do with ICANN budget discussion session. We should remove that and replace it with it. But us inserting it and without removing anything, I think it would be too much. Thank you.
Thank you, Pansale. Greg, I've noted several attempts at typing, and so I'm interested in offering you the microphone. You're next up, sir.
Thank you. It's Greg Shatton again. I agree with Pansale that the topic suggested is very broad on the WS3, but I think that it actually leads to perhaps a more focused topic in the same swim lane, and actually this comes out of the exchange on the email list that we had just prior to this call on this topic, and I'm kind of reframing a comment that was made I think by Ed Morris on the list, but I'll reframe it as a question or a topic, which is the non-contracted parties house merely a voting algorithm? And if not, what is it? I think that leads to, it's a more present discussion than Workstream 3. But on the other hand, if we don't have a vision and understanding of what the non-contracted parties house is, it's hard to decide how to fix it. So I think this is kind of a necessary predicate to a later discussion of Workstream 3 in 2020 and all that as we get closer to the next GNSO review. I think there are a number of other comments that were in the emails that could actually be turned into subtopics, and you know, and such as, you know, if the current NCPH works for does it work better for one side than the other? What are the goals? Does it meet the purposes of one group more than the other? If it's merely a voting algorithm, what's the role of the non-contracted parties house NCA, board member, vice chair? Should these just be rotated? So I think it's it kind of focuses us more on the near term. And frankly, I don't think we could discuss the changes or the scrutiny that it might be under, that we might be under as a house, whatever that is, in the future if we don't have the discussion I suggest first. So I'd like to put that forward as a variation on the topic that's suggested, and one that would be both more pertinent and more focused for what is still a relatively short meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Ed, you patiently had your hand up for quite a bit. I'll turn the floor over to you.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I it wouldn't be one of my top topics, but I think Greg has made a constructive suggestion, provided we're all disciplined enough to stay within the parameters of the discussion that Greg proposes. So I'd have no problems with that. Certainly, I don't think I'm a huge supporter, but would not object to that inclusion in our agenda. I do want to talk about a few others. I was actually the guy who was pushing number 8. We have counselors dropping off of this meeting like fleas, so I would withdraw, as I did in the chat, my suggestion for a separate counselor session or counselor focus session, because frankly, we're not going to have enough counselors there to do it. Army are dropped off today. I know there are a few other NCSG counselors who are reconsidering their participation at this point, so I would suggest we do away with talk of number 8. Wilk Kluban's suggestion, I'm absolutely supportive of it. It's unique. It's innovative. I don't really know where our respective groups stand going forward on the next round. And I'd like to find out. I think for the non-commercials in particular, I think we really need to think about that and come up with a position. And so I strongly support my friend Wolf Kluban's suggestion. I also want to make sure we don't forget the idea we've had in the past, and Lori's mentioned it in chat, about having something dedicated to IP. The reason for that is twofold. One is we're going to have two tri-chairs of the RPM group in attendance, and Phil and Kathy. And second, it's a group that is full of dissent, acrimony. Despite the best effort of our chairs, there's a lot of negativity coming from there, and a lot of it's coming from people who are going to be in Reykjavik. So I do think it would be a good use of our time to talk about IP issues, where it divides us, where we could find some area of agreement, and do it in a Chatham House way, as Greg has suggested in the past. Try to get off our preconceived positions, the history which seems to restrict where some people go, and see if we can find some solutions there. And finally, on the budget, I want a deliverable out of this meeting. Part of the discussion on list I've mentioned, there are a lot of folks in the NCSG who really don't want this meeting to take place. Not a majority, but a significant minority. I'm one of them. I don't see the value. The first intercession had value, but each intercession in my mind has had less and less value. And so for this meeting to continue, for us to be able to go back to our community and say, hey, we did something here, I'd like to try to come out with some semblance of group working on a project. I think the budget's a great idea, and frankly, I want to give the guy credit. I think Greg came up with this when I was speaking to him in India. He may not support it now, but I want to give him credit for the idea. The budget's an area where I think we all have a common interest in ensuring that the GNSO is treated fairly. We'll have some differences on compliance, but it's an area where I think we need, as the GNSO, to become more active. And I think, as Rob said, if we can start a small group here, maybe even expand it to the contracted party house. ALAC, CCNSO have dedicated groups that lobby Xavier. We don't have one. I think we may want to start thinking about combining forces in that regard. So in summary, I can support Greg's proposal for talking about an introspective look as to what this thing called the non-contracted party house is, as long as we stay within that parameter. I think the budget discussion could give us a deliverable that allows us to justify this meeting. Do support Wolf Kluban and would ask that IP also be considered a policy issue to be discussed. Thanks.
Thank you, Ed. The next person in the queue who has also been patient, thanks, Kathy. Kathy Kleinman, I turn the microphone over to you.
Great. Thanks, Rob. I'm just going to respond to the last two sessions that we were discussing. I actually love Wolf Ulrich's topic. I hadn't thought about it before, but the idea of talking about a round two and our concerns, we all live through it. We can talk about the successes, we can talk about the issues, we can talk about the concerns. I'm not sure any bullet points will come out of it, but it's a great conversation to begin to have. And I kind of laughed when Greg was re-summarizing Ed's discussion, because it goes perfectly with a group therapy session for us to wrap up with a session at the very end of who are we, where are we going, what are our goals, what's happening. I think that's a great ending session. That may not get us into Workstream 3 or may begin to, but I've got to tell you that, at least for me and for the people I know who volunteered for this, we don't have expectations or positions on this issue, and we don't have the time to prepare them before this meeting. So I like the narrower issue as construed by Greg and Ed, because I can prepare for that, and then if Klaus wants to start introducing us to broader issues, I'm happy to listen to that, either in what I propose as a closing session or in the hallways, and then begin to take that back and work it through with NCSG and NCUC. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Kathy. I noted, Anna, that you had put your hand up and it came down once or twice. I don't know if it's a connectivity issue or whatever. I wanted to give you an opportunity at the microphone if there's something that you wanted to add. If you are talking, we can't hear you, and otherwise I'll imagine that it is, in fact, a connectivity issue, Ozan, that you may want to troubleshoot for this call and for future connections. Thanks, Anne. I appreciate that. Great. Kathy, I think that's a hand that needs to be lowered. Let me summarize what I've heard then at this point, maybe also give you, Klaus, an opportunity, you or Tapani, an opportunity to provide some feedback back. I've heard an interest in the concept of futuring, but much more focused on the immediate future as opposed to the medium or long-term future, that says, gee, could we jujitsu this a little bit and really look at it at where we are today as an NCPH, what's the role, what's the goal, and how do you all collectively want to consider that going forward as things move forward through Workstream 2 and into Workstream 3. So that's how I interpreted that sort of refashioning or suggested modification to that suggestion. I've heard only positive feedback on the new GTLD round two or phase two conversation. So on that, be careful, Wolf Ulrich. You'll probably be nominated as one of the co-chairs of that session. But that seems to be fairly straightforward. Looking back at the consideration of those two, I think it then behooves us on the next call to look at that being the universe. These eight plus the modification suggested by the two, with some changes here. One, I wasn't hearing resounding interest in an overall session on compliance, but I'm going to keep this open for anyone to give feedback as to whether it should be a short session or a session just devoted to the breakouts. And Ed has withdrawn or pulled back substantially on the GNSO counselor session in view of some cancellations or changes there, and so we'll take that off. Wolf, your slot would go nicely into five, which leaves the open question, and I'm interested also in folks' reactions to Ed renewing his interest in an IP issues discussion, which could be part two of session five or something related to that. Klaus, thanks. You put up your hand, and then I'll have Greg behind you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. This is Klaus for the record. I just would like to say that as a compromise, I support Craig's proposal under the one condition that we keep the title.
You want to keep? Well, we'll still have to decide on what the title is, simply because do you like the concept of futuring? Is that what you were suggesting? Or the more verbose Workstream 3 restructuring impacts on GNSO?
No, I was more thinking about because Craig wanted to put basically a step before, and I think that makes a lot of sense. And are we really more than algorithm? I think is a very good title.
Ah.
That would be really making the whole thing. We should be very careful not to go beyond this topic at that point. Then.
Thank you. Thanks for that flexibility of your suggestion. Appreciate that. Greg, you have the floor, sir.
Thanks, Greg Chatton, for the record. My interventions were too subtle. I'm not really in favor of Wolf Ulrich's suggestion, although I'm generally in favor of Wolf Ulrich and most of his suggestions. But I just feel like this. I don't know how this interacts with the subsequent procedures working group. I feel like it's. That's where that discussion is taking place, and is this a proposal that there should be something other than whatever the end product of the working group is, or is this just kind of a caucus discussion intended to kind of see what we all think about the work we're doing in there with the other members of that working group? And if it's the latter, then I think a conference call of the representatives of each of the NCPH groups that actually participate actively in the subsequent procedures working group would be a more fruitful discussion and a better venue for that type of discussion. And if it's a discussion of somehow doing a round that is not the work of the subsequent procedures working group, I think that's I'm just not in favor of that. and that's just not, I think, a good idea. I think that this discussion should take place in that working group or among the appropriate caucus of members of that working group. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Wolf Ulrich, I'll give you two opportunities. One, to provide an immediate bit of feedback to Greg's comment. Two, I think what I'll do is, what I'm interpreting the suggestion is there a way for us to fine-tune or refine that or be a little bit more specific about what the purpose or goal of the conversation would be? And if you'd be open to that, Greg, I think what I'll do is give Wolf Ulrich the opportunity to flesh that out a little bit. Do you want to do that now, Wolf Ulrich, or on email?
Well, thanks for fully speaking. Well, I'm open to that, but what you said. So I appreciate the support from the NTSC side here on this matter, and I also appreciate your criticism, Greg, about that. But I understand, and you fleshed out very well, these two parts of the discussion could be led. You know, the one is the content related part of the discussion. And the other one is, the question of to find common ground but to look how, whether there is common ground within our house here on that, and what could that be with regards to safeguards, with regards to the new GTLD introduction second round. So that is what is behind, our intention, well, to bring it to the floor here, to the table. I really wonder whether it would be advisable just to have a conference call on that. I think it's valuable, and it's useful to have it in a face-to-face meeting. Well, it couldn't be a big round of that, but I think it would be helpful to sort out and to find, is there something on common ground or is there nothing? It shouldn't be done the work which is to be done by the working group itself. It's just, why because we are sitting together as a house, and I think this is such a big item on policy matters for the future that it is useful to discuss it face to face. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Wolf Ulrich. I will endeavor to reflect the various comments on that particular item. And I'm also interested in seeing any further email conversations about Ed's suggestion, because we still have these two potential issues for that item 5 session agenda, where they could be played with, modified, to perhaps fit a more consensus view as to the value of both the topic and how much time you all spend on it and what your goal is for them. So I'll work on that from a next version 4 for you all to take a look at prior to our call next week. Just two quick logistical items. I know some folks are having to jump off. We will look to continue these conversations next week. Thank you all very much. I know sometimes it feels very challenging, but you are narrowing this stuff down in a productive manner. Next week when we get together, there will be 26 days until the meeting. Just one final thing, please. A couple of comments were made on this call about potentially people dropping out or changing or now not being able to do things. That creates some tremendous issues, stresses, and pressures from a meeting travel perspective, and particularly from visas and things like that. We're pretty much past the event horizon there for some countries. So please be mindful of that. If folks are dropping out this late, we will do what we can to try to accommodate new people, but it does make it very difficult. And our past experience has been if folks get within the last month and they're canceling out, it's really tough to replace them. So I just wanted to make sure that was out there for the record. It happens, but we try to minimize it as much as possible. Thank you all for participating in this call. I'm going to go back through the chat and see all the novel suggestions for the title of the futuring discussion. Saw a number of inventive suggestions there. We'll look forward to connecting with you all again next week. And I'm hopeful at that point we'll be pretty much to the finish line in terms of this session list. Thanks all very much. Ozan, we'll adjourn the call now and talk to everybody next week. Bye-bye.